Okay. This is like a contentious thing. So just stick with me for a second, because it's weird that people are weird about. Okay. So my friends are having kids, right? A lot of them are starting to have kids, so they're all having the conversation about like if they're gonna spank their kids, right? And people have very strong feelings either way. Some people think like, oh, you know, if it's rare, if it's warranted, then like a spanking here and there is not that bad. And then some people are like, no, this is full on abuse. This is like you're creating trauma and everything. And I'm not even telling anybody how to feel. Like, I know that I was spanked when I was a kid, right? And it made sense that I was spanked because we were poor. Do you understand what I mean? Like, there was nothing to take away. You know? Like, there was a year that my mom and I shared a bedroom when I was a little kid. What was she gonna take away? The floor? She's like, rest of the month you float from now on. And if I catch you not floating, that's your ass, all right? Do you see what I mean? Because I was in a very weird position at one point, because I didn't have much money, but I got a scholarship, and my family pulled their money together to make the ends meet for me to go to this Catholic school, right? So I was a kid with no money going to school with kids with real money, like money where they don't need to read. You know what I'm talking? You know that proper money that you can't mess up? You know that old money? And so, you know, I remember it was one time we were sitting around the lunch table, and this one kid, you know, I said something about my mom, you know, like spanking me for something, and we were still in junior high or whatever. So I was talking about a time from before, you know? And then this other kid was like, oh, don't worry about it, Jack. You know, my dad still spanks me, right? And I was like, ooh. Tyler, you have a pool. That's abuse. Do you see what I mean? Because Tyler, you live in the guest house. I've been over. You live... And there's things to take away. My mama doesn't have an option. Like, this is odd. Like, that's kind of how I feel about it. I'm not gonna lie. Maybe it's right, maybe it's wrong. I'm sure it's steeped in generational trauma. Like, I'm sure it is. I'm being sincere. I think that, you know, there's a thing where when you don't have means, right? When you don't have the extra time to think about the extra things, you don't think about the extra ways to like calm something. And I want to be clear, my mom had to spank me like a couple times in my entire life. So I'm not, you know, over here like my mama did what she had to do. Like that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that genuinely, I think sometimes you see these different thought patterns because there are people who have the means and they have the access to things like, you know, like family therapy and stuff like that. And then there are other people that work three jobs as a single parent to make ends meet, so they have to get to it quick. And that's not even me saying it's like right or I always agree, because I think that it's hard to gauge. It's got to be very hard to gauge with like a... There's a thin line between a spanking and a beating. You know what I mean? Because if you spank good enough... you know what I mean? You got to be real careful. Because if you've ever been spanking a kid and anybody yells, you got them, you already went too far. Like, you know? But I don't know. I've thought about it a lot because, you know, I got into an intense argument with my friend who was basically like, it's abuse every time, no matter what, no matter the circumstance, right? And then I was giving them a circumstance of like, look, maybe this kid isn't talking back. Maybe this kid was bullying another kid. Maybe this kid hit another kid, right? So then maybe their parent was like, you actually put your hands on someone, you hurt them. And so I'm going to do this thing now, not to like punish you because I'm going to enjoy it, but to show you like this is the way that you feel is the way that they felt. And I'm someone who loves you. So the world out there, they don't know you. So they may not love you. So this is a lesson that you might learn eventually from someone who doesn't care about you at all. And that's how I posed it to him. And he, you know, he wasn't hearing it. And I get it. I get it because, you know, everyone has their own experiences and stuff. But I feel like no matter your feelings on spanking, we've all met like a grown man that deserved to have their ass beat. And I think the thing for me is that could it have happened earlier? And I want to be clear here. I'm not like blanketing, co-signing anything. I'm asking questions genuinely. I'm asking questions because people are very split on it. You know what I mean? Like make some noise if you got spanked as a kid. Okay, so just roll with me here, right? So you got spanked as a kid. Now, make some noise if you spank your kid. But you see how some people are like, oh, I got spanked and they really took their day out on me, so none of that for me. And then there are people that are like, I got spanked and I'm fine. And so I think I know how to gauge. So everybody has like vastly different approaches to it, you know? But once again, we've all met a dude who like, damn. He really probably had it coming sooner than today. But then how do you gauge that, you know? Because I get what some people are saying. Some people are like, look, this child is just trying to make their way and they might not even respond to it the way we're all individuals. So even though you have your kids and your kids have a part of you in them, they're still going to be different people. So then how do you make sure that this kid doesn't walk away with the worst lesson possible, the worst feeling possible from this thing that like worked out for you? But it might not work out for them. That's a scary thing, you know? Like, I used to be like very nervous about moving to New York, right? I moved to New York years ago. And I remember when I got to Brooklyn, I saw a fight when I got there. And it was these were two kind of big guys. One guy was like medium size, bigger than me, and he was muscular. And he looked like he knew how to fight because he did all the stances. He knew where to put his shoulders, put his fists, he could kick. He's either trained MMA and boxing or he's watched all the movies. Like this guy really knows how to move, right? And then the big guy was just a big guy. Like he was that, you know, that type of big where you can't tell if it's fat or muscle? You just know it's in the way, right? You know that he can move things where he wants them to go. Just a big guy, right? And I don't know exactly what they were fighting about, but it felt like one of those fights. It felt like one of those fights where they really wanted to fight their dad. Have you ever been in a bar and then you see a fight like you can smell it brewing? And then you're also like, I think if you would like punched your dad years ago, none of this would be happening right now. Like you just had one good row with him, this would be a quiet evening, right? And they were going at each other, and some of it was punching, some of it was kicking. Now, the guy that was, like, on the bigger side and muscular, he really knew his way around. Like, he was even, like, doing the hop of someone who knows how to fight. You know that little light foot hop where you're like, they're about to get into it, okay? And then there was one moment, because I walked out of this bar because I was doing a show, like a bar show with my friends, and then we were all walking out, and we all saw this, like, happening. It would start on the sidewalk, and it spilled into the street, and basically, you know, he's doing the hops, and then he goes for a lunge. He goes for, like, this big punch, right? And when he goes for the big punch, the big dude moves out of the way and grabs his wrist, and they both look at it. They both look at, like, he grabs his wrist and looks at it, and then he looks at it like, uh-oh, and... And then he grabs his wrist, and with his other hand, he grabs the back of the dude's belt, right? Pulls him forward, knocks the guy pretty much off balance, lets go of the wrist, passes the belt to his other hand, lifts him up, and then spanked him in public. And, like... I had never seen somebody with a beard get spanked before. Like, and he's really, like, floating and everything. And this guy is, like, letting them have it, right? Like, one after the other. This dude spanked him so much, he took a break. There was one point where he was holding him suspended in the air by his belt, but also, like... And then after, like, the 36th lick, let's go of the belt, dude drops to the ground. He gets up and he sort of limps off, a lot of expletives and stuff, but it's kind of done. And this guy goes back into the bar we were just in, because he wasn't watching the show. The show was in, like, a back room. This guy was just in the bar, and I had no idea, like, what the fight was about, because once again, we had already walked out and it was already happening. But he walked back in, and I'm like, I'm a curious duck. You know what I mean? Like, so I go back in after him and I'm like, hey man, are you okay? Which is a weird thing to ask him, but it's like, are you okay? What was all that about? And then he turns to me and goes, I look like a lot of dudes' dads. Wow, sir. That's an interesting thing to figure out about yourself. Because dude was like 30, but he just had that dad head. Like, he had the dad bod of being big, but he had like a dad, like he had a full beard with like this part right here was doing a little bit of like Vegeta action. Like it was coming back a little bit, and he looked like he could be a dad, right? And so he's like, no, I just look like a lot of dudes' dads. And I was like, wow, how'd you find that out? And he was like, oh yeah, you know, after the fourth or fifth fight, you start to put things together. And he told me that sometimes he goes to the bar with his friends, because his friends are with him, and they don't help because they know he can handle himself. And so go to the bar with his friends, and, you know, he's like, after a while, I can just tell. Some guy starts looking at me, and he's just giving me a look like, you can tell he's a certain level of drunk, but he's looking at me like, and then he comes and he starts jawing at me. And I can tell it's not about me because I was just sitting here. I wasn't doing anything. And then he wants to fight. And he either swings at me first or he says, let's go outside. But this happens pretty often. And I was like, wow, are you a dad, though? And he was like, yeah. I was like, do you spank your kid? He was like, oh, no, no, I would never.
Not good.